I have prepared my annual iOS gift guide, and Leo will comment upon it.
I'm very excited about that. Yeah, that's all I can do. I am going to show you how to become an MC Master DJ in your own right.
And my favorite podcast app just got a huge update.
Oh, my. It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by Eero. Never think about Wi-Fi again when you can have brilliant, hyper-fast, super-simple Wi-Fi with Eero. E-E-R-O. And now, get total network protection with Eero Plus. Visit Eero.com/twit and get $100 off the Eero Base Unit 2 Beacon Package and 1 year of Eero Plus when you enter the code TWIT at checkout. And by Grammarly. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently. Go to Grammarly.com/iOS today to get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to iOS Today, the holiday edition. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And we're here actually to help you do some holiday shopping for the iOS fan in your life. iOS, in our definition, includes the iPad, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, the Apple TV.
Yes. And so Black Friday's over. Cyber Monday is over. We decided now we're going to present the ideas so that you can pay full price for them.
No, here's the good news. I was shopping even today. There's still great deals out there. Yeah. It's a month-long celebration.
Well, okay. I'm going to start with my favorite gift to give this season, and that is the iFixit toolkits. Because instead of buying your family another phone or another iPad or another anything, why not just teach them how to fix it? Or old one.
That's
fix
right.
Fix their old one.
Yes.
So, you know, the old teach a man to fish, he eats forever or whatever it is. How does that go? Give a man a fish.
Give a man a fish. He'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish. He'll spend thousands on the fancy equipment.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, we're going to teach a man to fix his iPhone and a woman.
Wow, that's a lot of peppermint.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Sorry. He's enjoying his coffee. Are you ready?
Did you get extra peppermint? Wow. Well, I thought it'd be fun. It is the holiday season, but Starbucks apparently no longer does red cups.
Yeah.
They do some, and I couldn't bring myself to get a pumpkin spice, so I got a Gur peppermint mocha. I guess that's grande.
Grande, yes.
I was watching. I'm sorry. Am I distracting you?
No, go ahead. Finish up, and then I'll
eat. I was watching a TV show where a guy goes into a Starbucks and says, wait a minute, you've got a tall grande and venti. Tall means big. Grande means big. Venti is Italian for 20. None of this makes sense. Okay,
it doesn't.
Go right ahead. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So this is a good thing. I bought this last year for many, many people, the iFixit toolkit.
Well, there are several toolkits.
Oh, show me which one you've got.
I have three, but this is the Pro Tech toolkit.
We should mention that they are not a sponsor currently, but they have been in the past.
Yeah, and I mean, in case you're not familiar with iFixit, it was started by Kyle Weens in his dorm room, and he wanted to fix his iMac, and he couldn't, and he had worked at a repair shop before. And he realized that it was hard. It was hard even then, 10 years ago, I think it was 2003, so 15 years ago. And so he started trying to sort of reverse engineer fixing iPhones and iPads and Samsung phones, Android phones, all technology. And then he created the tools in order to do this because they don't make it easy.
The manuals in order to know what to do and sell the parts to the degree that Apple lets him. It's a great, it's a really good company. I really like iFixit. And you interviewed Kyle at Triangulation a couple of weeks ago, so people want to know more about Kyle. They've done a lot also in the right to repair movement.
And electronics recycling. It's a great company.
So this is, I haven't seen this packaging
this
yet.
Is
so
this is the $60 Pro Tech.
That's the one with all the heads, right? I love that.
Let me show you what it has. It has Phillips, flathead, Torx.
Torx is an Apple-invented one, so you couldn't get into the Macintosh.
It has the Torque Security, the Pentalobe.
That's the one that's currently used on MacBooks.
Yep. The JIS, the Hex, the TriPoint, the Nut Driver Square, Gambit, Spanner, Triangle, Standoff Bit for iPhone, Oval Drive, Magnetic Pickup Bit, SIM Eject Bit.
Oh, it's got a SIM ejector. That's cool. Some of those bits are really arcane. They're not things that you would use in repairs, unless maybe you're working on a McDonald's Happy Meal. Some of those, one of those bits is for a Happy Meal. I'm not sure which. Probably the Gambit. I guess.
It also has the standard spudger and the Hallbird spudger.
She said spudger.
Did.
Those are little wedges designed to take apart. You need spudger to take apart modern electronics because they're glued together.
So, you know, the big thing about iFixit that I love is they're fighting not for everyone to repair their stuff, but just for the idea of repairing and repair shops. And so last year I got Milo one of these smaller kits and... You know, he's actually fixed iPhones of friends and family. And, you know, so he wants to start thinking about creating a business out of this, you know, fixing everybody's phone. And because he has the tools. And then as long as they get the screen or the battery or whatever it is that they need to fix. So there's the Pro Tech Toolkit.
Very nice. And by the way, there's on the iFixit blog, Scooter X has found actually the history of the Torx.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's kind
of the history
cool.
of the Torx.
Yeah, the Torx. Maybe Apple didn't invent it, but I'm pretty sure I remember that they used it to the consternation of many to seal up their Macintosh so that people, you know, couldn't get into it.
Yeah. So if you're looking, that was $60. If you're looking for more
that's
of
a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking for more of a stocking stuffer, the Essential Electronics Toolkit, that's $20. It's a little mini. So it has these tools. I think it also includes the spudger. The spudger, the jimmy, the opening tool, six opening picks, the suction handle. That's how you get stuff. You know, you have to...
They must have a lot of fun making up names for this. Or do they? Maybe not. Maybe this is actually what they're called.
I don't know. So some of the things that this one doesn't have, like the wristband, the anti-static wristband.
I never use that. That's never a problem.
Yeah, that
static
explains...
Static electricity.
That explains
is
a lot.
Fake news, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel like this isn't just a gift, but it's a message. And I am sure
what,
that there...
What would the message be?
Fix your stuff.
Oh, okay.
That phones are not innovating at the rate that they have in the past.
So why throw it out to get a new one that doesn't do anything more?
And every 9 to 25-year-old who's asking their parents for a new phone...
Give them this.
Yes.
What?
And give them your old phone and this, or remind them that they have a perfectly good phone and this.
That's awesome. No, I think actually that is, if you have a geek in your life, you know the person, the husband who disappears into the garage after dinner every night, that kind of thing. God knows what he's doing out there, but I bet you he could use that.
Or if you want to make a geek. Like, I feel like a lot of parents buy gifts for their kids, like, aspirational. Like, I'm going to get a telescope.
You could build a geek with these.
Yeah. I'm going to get a telescope, or I'm going to get a science kit, or make a repair geek. They're going to be needed.
It's a fun thing. You know, Michael's been doing it. He just turned 16. Happy birthday, Michael, yesterday. He's been building models and stuff, and this would be a great... You remind me, this would be a great thing for him.
Yeah, this is for fixing drones, fixing anything.
Yeah.
So this is the Manta driver kit.
And I haven't seen this.
This is the universal bit kit.
Holy camoly.
So it's all
this must be
bits.
New. Holy moly. So this is that. Those are magnetic. They drop into that handle and they have two sizes. And then but you got every bit in Christendom there.
Torx, Pentalobe, Hex Security, TriPoint, TriWing, Nut Driver Square, PosiDriv. You got to have a PosiDriv. Yeah. Everyone needs a PosiDriv.
Look, there's the PosiDriv, third from the left. That's a great bit.
The clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, it has oval bit, Schrader valve, standoff bit
it's
for
got
iPhone.
A Schrader valve?
Hook drive, SIM eject bit. You know, you love the SIM eject bit.
Wow.
1/4 to 4 millimeter adapter. And as you said, it has a little place for everything.
You know who'd really love this? Pete from SIMTE. He would love this, right? Yeah. This is he's got a pocket. Oh, no, that's your glasses. Yeah. Went to the University of Ampex. That is, you probably know all those bits. Yeah. What's the gambit? You ever hear that one?
The
Schrader
gambit.
Valve?
Use it very carefully.
Yeah. I was wrong because the Gambit is not for McDonald's tools. The McGambit is for McDonald's toys. Yeah.
So I just love these tools.
And that is an awesome, awesome toolkit.
And the prices I gave you were the standard price, but they were on sale. Special. They might be on sale again.
Yesterday was Cyber Monday, and even though that's a ridiculously made-up holiday, mm-hmm. there was still a lot of deals out there.
Yeah, there were a lot of deals. And even if you are spending more, know that you are supporting a company that's doing more than just selling stuff.
Right on.
You know, really trying to...
That's a good pitch for Kyle mm-hmm. company. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, so the next gift idea is much more expensive than any of those. And this is an item that is not new, and we both have one. And
don't tell me.
Okay.
I have no idea.
And we've had it for almost a year, which I think is good because we both still use it. Which how often do you still have, you know, use some things that we've reviewed a year later?
Is it that glowing thing in front of you?
It's not the glowing thing.
I don't know. What are you?
It's for the car.
Oh, the Owly.
Yes, the
Owl
camera. I love my Owly.
Yeah.
So it came out about a year ago. I think maybe more of a year ago, but they just had a big update, so that's why.
Should I buy the new Owly?
You don't need to buy a new camera. It's a software update.
Oh, okay.
So you don't need to buy. We're not about buying a bunch of new stuff today.
No. This is owlcam.com.
Yes, and it is the new thing that they have. They have like OnStar capability now.
Oh.
So
if you have a wreck, it'll call the cops?
It will, and it will use the intercom. It uses the 4G. The camera comes with 4G and has the subscription. So you have 4G, and it uses that 4G. So you don't need, if you want OnStar, sometimes you have to buy a whole new car.
Right.
But now you just have to buy the camera, and it connects, and then it won't use the camera if you're in an accident because it wants to protect your privacy, but it will use the intercom. And connect to your phone.
But the nice thing is, if you're in an accident, the camera has already recorded the accident,
right?
And it automatically will start uploading images from the accident. Same thing if somebody breaks into your car, because it has a camera that faces out over the hood, but also a camera that faces back into the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to use it for anything. Nothing's happened to me. In a way, I feel like that's thank you, Ali, for saving me, because I've had no accidents. But if I were, you simply say, okay, presto, and the Owly takes the last, is it 30 seconds? I think so. Mm-hmm. And uploads it to your Owly site. And I think this is a really great camera.
Is Owly your affectionate term for it? Because it's the Owl.
I call it Owly.
You love it so much that you've given it a pet name, Owly. It's just Owl. The Owl.
Why do I call it the Owly?
I don't know. I guess you love it. I love it so much, and it's so perfectly positioned, and I've taken it out and put it back in so many times that I didn't want to. So I took a little video of me in the car, and you can see this on my iPad, and here's how it works.
You're shouting at me in the shower room, too.
But you could just press the button.
Hey, I'm just sitting outside in the parking lot. Still sitting outside in the parking lot.
Yeah. Now you have a video of you sitting. So here's the thing. You did
Hey, Presto. I'm sitting outside in the parking lot at work.
So it record me. Because I didn't want to. I was recording myself. And then if you see it says.
It gets both directions, though. So you can see what. The clip was from the front and from mm-hmm. the back. I'll tell you why that's both a blessing and a not such a blessing is if you have an accident, you have a video of the accident, but you also have a video of you looking at your phone.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. On the other hand, you can prove that you weren't, you were paying attention and the accident happened. I just think this is a great thing. It is easy to install, too. And what's unusual about the Owl. It plugs into the ODB2 port, the mm-hmm. onboard diagnostics port, which is kind of underneath your dash. And the reason they do that instead of just plugging into a power port is that they get power all the time. It's automatically get powered. And it's very elegant. You didn't do such a good job, but you can trim those wires underneath as I have.
Oh, yeah.
They give you even a little shoving tool, a little spudger, if you will,
reverse spudger. Kind of a spudger.
And it goes, so you put it, and so you don't see any wires. It looks like it's installed, but it's easy to remove. Has a little suction cup that keeps it stable on the window. I really think this is the best. Now, there are many other dashboard cams, but this one I really think it's because it has the LTE built in, mm-hmm. is really cool.
I really like it. I mean, I haven't had an accident either, but I do just record it for fun, moments like when Huck and I were in the car, and then
we're going to a singing lesson.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? And look what a great image.
Yeah.
So the reason that, I mean, it's very wide angle. So if somebody smashed your window, you'd get a video of them.
Yeah.
It detects those kinds of sudden motion, mm-hmm. and it will do the bright, has bright cabin lights. So even at night, it's going to stun somebody with the bright lights, get the picture of them as they steal your stereo. And somebody might, some wag in the chat room will no doubt point out, yeah, unless they steal your owlie. I'm sorry, why do I keep calling it that? It's an owl.
It
used to be owly? Why is that in my mind? Anyway, yeah. But if somebody steals it, they say they'll replace it. Do they still offer that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But that was one of the things they did.
But you get alerts when you get motion alerts when someone walks by your car.
By the way, contract or anything, you get 60 clips a month. It's really, or 30 mm-hmm. clips a month. It's mm-hmm. a very good.
Yeah, you can cancel anytime.
Yeah.
And
60 minutes a month.
If someone breaks into your car, you get an alert right away. So you get a recording of it and you get an alert.
On your phone.
I'm guessing they would, if you had the video of it being stolen and you not getting notified, they probably would replace it.
They said, now this might have been early in the early days when they first started, that if your owl gets stolen, we'll replace it. But no one's stolen it.
Yeah.
Stealing it.
No one has stolen it. It was founded by Andy Hodge, who worked at Apple. He worked at HoloLens.
What if my owl is stolen? It can be tracked, disabled, and we replace it for free when you send the video.
Hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about it being stolen because it is kind of an attractive thing sitting there. But I don't think anybody's that dumb that would break into your car and steal your camera.
Well, when it's dark outside, if you get into your car, then it lights up in your face.
Yeah,
so if I was going to rob someone, I would.
Bright.
Oh, I like it.
You don't mind that?
No, because then you can see in your car.
Yeah.
I mean, your lights should turn on in your car when you open the door anyway. Right. But So
up to 18 hours of HD driving footage, 36 hours forward only. It's pretty good.
I think it's a great gift, and I have really enjoyed it as of late because I have a 15-and-a-half-year-old, which means she's driving, and I'd like to be able to keep her safe in that way.
And I would look for holiday specials, but they also offer a discount for first responders and military.
Oh,
so that's
great.
Nice. Yeah, I think this is a great company, owlcam.com. I bought mine.
Yeah.
Did you buy yours?
No, they sent it to me.
They sent it to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we should mention that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. They sent it to me.
I still like it.
I still love it. You paid for it. And it's hard for me because you pay for everything. So.
Yeah. You don't really know what things cost. Leo does.
did buy it.
No,
yes.
I bought it because I thought, was it a Kickstarter? I can't remember how I found out about it. But I was very excited when it was first announced. Yeah.
I'd like to believe I told you about it, but maybe not. I don't know. It was big because Andy Hodge, he was the CEO, and he's worked for Apple and worked for Dropcam and
It's got that feel to it. Yeah.
All right. My next item is called the Cupixel Sketch, which was also sent to me for review. They're a new startup. And I don't know how I found out about this, but I think it was an Instagram ad. But this is a little art project. Here it is. The cup. Can you see that okay, John? In the...
Cupixel.
And this has everything in this box to make a beautiful picture that I will show you everything in the box.
This kind of gives me I have a little post-traumatic from Christmas is past when Jennifer would drag out the rubber stamps and we'd all have to make cards. Is this like that? Is this
no,
a crafty?
No, this is you're going to make...
What the
heck?
There's
made
a lot of stuff in there.
Okay, you have a towel.
Looks like oil paints.
I sketched this.
On a Post-it note.
It's a canvas.
Okay.
And you guys have seen me draw with
my Post-it
Apple
note
pencil.
Sized canvas.
Yeah. It's like tracing, but you use your iPad. So...
I'm very confused. How does this work?
Okay, maybe you can show the video from the website. So it's
let's see the video from the website. Let's roll that tape.
Yes. So that is how you sketch. See there. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you take this? Oh.
And create this.
Create a beautiful creation. So it's taking images from your phone or your iPad and turning them into canvas
that you draw
paintings. Starts with the CU Pixel. You pick an image from the app or upload your own.
I chose my dog, obviously. Yeah.
And then it tells you to paint it?
Well, see, you're sketching that. I'll show you.
Show me. Is it taking a picture of you sketching it?
No. Let's see. Here's the QPixel app.
I feel this is offering people like me a ray of hope that it can't live up to.
Well, no, I showed you. I sketched this, and I sketched this myself.
Okay. Let's see it.
And you know I can't draw. Okay, so I picked a picture of Gilbert, my dog. Yeah. And it comes with this little stand here.
This is how, actually, I think people don't know this, but this is how Picasso worked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do this. It's a bit of a
okay,
glare.
So it's a special iPad stand, which
yes.
is by itself worth something.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty nice stand.
And then I have this special pad here.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the pad under here next to the iPad camera. You can also use an iPhone.
Oh, so the camera is going to see...
Now we're gonna find the canvas.
Okay.
I've already started drawing on this device needs to find your mini canvas.
Okay.
Let me try a new mini canvas.
How many does it come with? Mini?
It comes with some extras and also
you'll be buying more mini.
See, I need to
mini cameras.
So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then.
Oh. Okay.
Let's try that. Place a new mini canvas. Maybe the light is off a little bit here. Place a mini canvas. I've placed it.
Do you have to tilt it or anything? Does it have to? Maybe you're too tilted.
Yes.
That's probably it. It's like an angle. It can't really. And is your camera on the top of your iPad?
Oh. Maybe that's the problem.
Your iPad was... there is no upside down with an iPad, but...
With the camera.
With this, it might be that you want the camera at the top.
Okay, let's go back and see if it's going to adjust.
How much is this?
$50.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
Nope.
They probably make it up in selling you mini canvases.
Maybe.
Because you need more after you botch the first 10 or 12.
Yeah.
See, I'm cynical because I'm such a... Okay, but now Gilbert's upside down.
Okay.
Oh, whew, that was a relief.
Okay. Oh, Gilbert.
Oh, Gilbert.
Okay. Whoa!
I hate it when the iPad does that, and it happens sometimes.
Let's close the app, then let's turn the iPad right side up.
Yeah.
Come on, iPad.
Shake it. I don't know what's going on. Oh, your iPad is confused. Watch this.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Ah, thank you, QPixel.
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 Okay. Oh. Why is it doing that?
Import a new picture, why don't you?
Okay.
Because it imported it up. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either.
But it's seeing the camera. That's the thing that it. The camera is.
Well, maybe it'll work.
Okay. Let's try
next.
Again.
I feel like it's because of the angle. You can't tell it's a square or something.
Yeah, and that says...
Gilbert, just... No, don't... Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good, I guess. Okay, good.
It keeps...
Pull
it
towards you a little
hole
more.
Here.
It's on a... So we have a hole in our desk.
Yeah.
Someday we'll patch that. Okay.
This is not gonna... Okay, let's arrange it.
Not designed for TV.
So let's just pretend.
Okay, so here. It thinks it's superimposing.
Yes, and it did work.
A little bit of the dog on the canvas. And so it's like it isn't tracing. It kind of is tracing.
It's kind of tracing. So this did work perfectly at home, of course.
Yeah, our lighting and everything that makes it hard to do.
And
I'm
then
sure
you would like just.
You'd copy it.
Yeah, you just kind of draw right there like that.
Oh, that's
and
really cool.
You draw in, and then you can paint it afterwards.
So you could do a fairly good job.
Yeah.
It's almost like paint by numbers.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like art is therapeutic, I think. And
yeah. Well, if you like those coloring book programs, mm-hmm. I know people, my trainer, my personal trainer, big, strong, tough guy, spends hours coloring.
I love that story. I know him. And I
do you know Will? Yeah, he's a sweet guy. So I think he would love this. Maybe I'll give him this. So
you
he
should.
Can be frustrated for the
and
holidays.
And he has two dogs that are amazing.
He
or he could
you
do
know
a
his
picture.
Dogs?
Yeah, his son is friends with my son.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
he could do a picture.
It's Tyler's
of his
birthday
baby.
Tomorrow or oh, day after tomorrow. Yeah,
that's exciting. I think this is a great gift because it might not be something that you would buy for yourself, but I think it's a great gift.
It's a clever idea. So you do sections of the portrait,
right?
Post-it note size sections, and then you assemble
yes.
nine of them into a full-size picture.
And all the paint is included, the towel, the little water, everything that you need, the pencil sharpener.
Now, do they assist you in color selection and stuff, or just the line drawing, and then it's up to you to...
Yes, but they have... It's up to you to paint however you want.
Right.
Once you've got the sketch down, then you can paint. Then it's a coloring book, essentially, right? You're just painting.
This actually is really, you did a really good job.
I did that because it's really easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know that I'm not an artist. You've seen me with my Apple Pencil.
I do know that.
And so it's like tracing, but it's more fun, and you get to use your iPad or your iPhone.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great gift because you're not asking them to... I love everything's included. You're not like, oh, here's a gift, but you also need to go buy paintbrushes
yeah, yeah.
and paint.
How many of these squares, though, do you get?
You get enough to do the, yeah, they're nine plus a couple extra.
Okay.
And then that one is just for practice.
Oh, they have a practice one?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That I would like. Can you wipe it off? Or
you could probably erase it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's just pencil.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So... I love this gift. $50 could be also fun in a group, like if you're getting together for a holiday party and you all
sure.
have one to paint together.
Sure.
Q-Pixel.
C-U-Pixel. Cup-Pixel. Q-Pixel.
Oh, it does have a recalibrate button, so maybe that's what
Oh, don't. No, let's not go there.
But
I think it probably has to be somewhat square for it to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're,
you don't want it to...
Yeah, you need to like make sure the light in the room is evenly, it has to be evenly lit, clean your camera's device if needed. The other thing that I really like, and I did use this, is because I clipped them together and then I couldn't get them apart. And I was like, ah, what do I do? And they have a help. And they're basically always around, like to, you know, typically reply
like a
in a few minutes.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, Elad can, and he did respond. So if you get, you know, scared and, or you're
so
just
so these
like,
snap together
help.
In a way.
I could just type.
Nice.
Help me. I'm not going
nice.
To because I don't want Elad to. But I think this is a good gift. And they're small. They're a tiny little startup. And thank you. They did send me this for review. I will tell you.
I like it, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And we're going to send it back with Megan's
yes.
chicken scratchings
yes.
on it.
And they didn't. I saw it first and reached out to them. So it wasn't like they
oh,
just,
nice.
You know.
No, I think this is, it really looks mm-hmm. nice. I like it.
I'm going to continue to use the stand during the rest of this.
It's a great stand. I might want to just keep the stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for $50, the stand is worth it by itself. It's aluminum. It's
do you have
nice.
Something against art?
It's no. I'm just a lefty, and I'm not good at that.
What about Abby? Does she like? She likes to draw.
Abby's
this
a
would be
brilliant
a good
artist,
gift for her. But she likes to draw.
She likes freehand.
But
she's
it
taking
might be like
classes and stuff. But
yeah, maybe not.
She would. I think somebody who's an artist or yeah. an aspiring artist might be insulted by it. So
yeah.
get it for somebody like Megan.
I'm
not
insulted.
An artist.
As we know, really nothing insults me.
No.
You try.
I try
you do
every
your best.
Week. I don't, I just, no, I don't. I love you. I think you're
I
great.
I know you do.
I'm but that dress. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. Is that a Rent the Runway?
It is a Rent the Runway.
I like it a lot.
Thank
you've,
you.
Your wardrobe has been, you've upped it a notch.
I
now
have.
I have to, mm-hmm. Now I have to kind of compete.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm
you
wearing
really
this
do.
Festive infinity scarf mm-hmm. made of Christmas lights. I'm hip.
I'm not done. I think I have two more.
Well, I know you must because I see two more things on the
okay.
table.
This is Vector. Now you, I showed.
We saw
Vector.
Your review from Tech News Weekly. This
yes.
is really cute.
He is a little robot from Anki.
Now Anki's done. This is the third or fourth generation
this
of this.
This is the third. Yep.
Third
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember Osmo last year? Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Cosmo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Cosmo and Cosmo 2, and then this is Vector, who really ups the ante on the AI.
So it looks like a little bulldozer. Little,
yeah.
I mean little, the size of your fist. But it has personality. See the eyes? They had somebody at Pixar work with them on those mm-hmm. eyes to make them like human.
And you can say, hey, Vector.
It doesn't fly. I don't know why they show it flying. Does it fly?
No, that was that video was about a bad robot.
Oh,
This is a good robot. Hey, Vector. I have a question.
Hey, Vector. I have a question. You can't really hear. Let me
He said ready.
So ask it.
Who is Leo Laporte?
What?
is Leo Laporte? I realize that there should be a name for how embarrassed you get when your like devices don't do what they're supposed to do, like AI embarrassment. Hey, Victor, I have a question. Who is Leo Laporte?
Leo Gordon Laporte is an American technology broadcaster, author, entrepreneur, and head of Twit.tv.
I'm impressed. I like it. You know what I like about it? They didn't attempt to make it a human voice. It's a very robotic sounding voice. So this is for kids, probably.
It's for anyone who's interested in robotics. It's like an Amazon Echo. So, and it actually, in next week, I think it will gain new abilities to be an Amazon Echo. So you can ask it anything that it'll have, like, you know, voice services.
But will it have Amazon's voice or will it have that silly robot voice?
That's a good question. Yeah. I hope that it continues to have
the robot
entrepreneur.
Voice. Entrepreneur. Go ahead.
Hey, Victor. Go explore.
It's on its charging base right now, but it can roll off of that.
Let's just roll them off of there.
It's exploring. So it's a little bulldozer.
And it has edge detection.
See, I think a 6 or 7 year old would love this.
Yes.
The eyes are very expressive and the head moves, which is something kind of new for this generation.
And you can change its eye color.
You can play games with it too. I saw you and Jason playing catch with
blackjack.
It.
Blackjack. You can say.
Blackjack?
Yeah. Hey, Victor.
Oh, look, it's getting out of its charger.
I guess it needs to.
Maybe it didn't have enough juice.
It's embarrassed.
It does that very well. It does that better than my Roomba does, though.
Yeah,
I want to point out.
It really
gets back on its stand well.
Yeah.
If that's the only thing it does, that's pretty good.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll give you the weather. It'll play blackjack. It'll take
photos.
How does
it play blackjack?
Hey, Victor. Shall we play a game?
Now it's exploring.
So it is.
Don't pick it up.
See, if you see this, John, can you see it? Oh, it's really mad because I picked it up while I was playing a game. It just asked you one another card.
It's really interesting on with the eyes how it, just those two little purple squares can become so expressive that it really makes it. It humanizes
it. Yeah. And he's like, put me down.
It's like a cat.
Hey, Victor. Play blackjack.
It's actually smarter than a cat, right?
Well, yeah, I don't think cats are very smart because I'm allergic to them, but it's smarter than a cat in some ways, but I mean, it's not going to kill you in the middle of the night like a cat would.
Can you say, hey, Victor, beer me?
No. Hey, Victor, bring me a beer. No, it just wants to be put down.
It's really disconcerted right now.
Yeah, it is.
But I think this is cool. Oh, and the edge detection means it won't fall off.
It won't fall off,
Let's see if we can get it to fall off.
Okay, we'll just keep him running around during the rest of the show, and you can show that he won't
fall. Does he still think he's playing blackjack? So in real life, I presume you and the kids have played with him.
Oh, yeah.
He plays. He works pretty well. He's not like as confused as he seems now. He gets shy on TV, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know if it's going to get better, but it is. It's not quite as good as the Amazon Echo in answering your questions like every time, but it's better than Siri. So let's just say that.
That's saying poor Apple. They must really be depressed. It's really cute. It has a lot of personality, as did the Cosmo.
Yeah.
But with a lot more capabilities than the Cosmo, they're getting better and better. Anki started a couple of years ago, and I still have it, the Anki racetrack. That was very cool.
Yeah, what were those cars called? I loved those.
Yeah, I really like I have
those,
I'll bring them in.
Maybe
I'll, next week's going to be my gift idea. Whoa. Do you see that? It tapped my iPad and leapt back.
Yeah.
So it really has some personality.
It has personality, and it is better than my robot vacuum at moving away from things.
As it should be.
Not trying to climb up them. It doesn't try to do that.
Yeah.
So not cheap, $250, but
Yeah.
That was
interesting. So that avoided something up in the air, not just something on the ground. It avoided this little jack on my iPad and went around it. That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
It's doing what it, it's. I'm gonna just. Oh, maybe it didn't avoid it. I just ran into it. It's obviously got not a super fast processor in it, mm-hmm. and at that price and at that size, I'm not surprised. It's probably more like an Arduino or a Raspberry Pi, but so it's a little slow in responding, mm-hmm. but it's still sophisticated enough that it can do some interesting things. It's now getting entangled. I think it actually likes my dongle. It
likes your dongle.
It's now
rolling
over
right
my
over keyboard. Your keyboard. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, let's just let it keep going.
Okay. It has facial recognition. You can say, you know, hey, Vector, my
Who
name is
I?
Leo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Vector. My name's Leo. Hey, Vector. My name is Leo. Don't look at her. It's looking at you now. It's going to think you're Leo. Oh, my name is Leo. Hey, Vector.
Checking you out.
Hi. Oh, it's narrowing its eyes as if it's angry. What did he say?
Leo, don't look at her.
Leo, don't look at her.
Don't look at her. Leo, don't
look. What do you mean?
I trained him well.
Is that what he's saying? I thought it said, Leo, don't look at art. What?
Oh, he thinks your name is Leo, don't look at her, because you said, Leo, don't look at her.
Vector,
but now
my name is Leo. I can see hours of fun with this.
Well, especially because every time it looks at you, it's going to say, Leo, don't look at her. Leo, don't look at her.
Leo, don't look. It's my name. Yes, Vector. Vector. Hey, Vector. Who am I?
Leo, don't look at her.
I think actually this would be great for somebody in his, you know, middle school age. Uh-huh. Would have so much fun with this. I'm sure Huck and Milo just love this guy.
Yes, they do.
How about Annabella? She's high school age.
She was scared of it because I just had it plugged in, and it will just talk randomly. And when anyone
says, don't look at her. I'm sorry. It really is quite engaging, even though it doesn't seem to be.
You're listening to it. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
I think
I think I might get one of these for Michael. I think he would enjoy this. He and his friends would have tons of fun. So now we know. If you really want to mess with somebody, you say, my name is, and then, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Leo, don't look at
Leo,
her.
Leo, don't look at her.
One last quick thing, which I've shown before, is the Hue Go light.
I love these. Now, I have several, and I use these in a way that they're not really intended as a ambient light source behind my television.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. But tell us all the features. I mean, well, I'm not using it, all the features of it.
You know, you can change the light with an app. This is a good gift for someone that is already in the Hue ecosystem. If you already have, because you need a bridge. You don't, like many other smart lights, don't need bridges now, but you still do need the Hue bridge.
Right.
So if they have a bunch of Hue lights, this might be a nice gift to someone. It's portable, which is its...
Yeah, because it's got a battery. So you leave it plugged in. But when the lights went out, when we had the power outage a couple of weeks ago, the glows continued, and I was able to unplug it, and the lights are on, and I can carry it around the house. So it's a nice little emergency light, if nothing else. Yeah, and of course, it's programmable, like all Hue lights.
Right. I'm using it currently as part of my holiday light spectacular outside my house, which I put together myself.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
And, so it goes on.
It's not waterproof. You shouldn't leave out in the rain.
Oh, you shouldn't?
Oh, well, I don't know.
On the porch?
On the porch is probably
fine. But yesterday we were having a discussion, and I had set my lights to go off at sunrise, and you told me that wastes a lot of money. So thank you for that tip. I now automated them so that they go off at 10:30.
Yeah, once everybody's in bed, you don't need Christmas lights on the front porch. I got, in fact, maybe this will be one of my picks for next week, but on Stacey Higginbotham's recommendation, some outdoor Echo-powered lights for my devices. And those you can not only use as a timer, but you can, you know, they could be anything you could do with your, you know, automation you could do with that. And so that's kind of cool. Our Christmas lights go on at 5 and off at 11. I guess you could do sunrise and sunset.
You could. But, I mean, if, you know, you want the people that are up all night to see your lights. So that is $80, the Hue Go. But, you know, probably you might find a discount.
A little pricey.
It is.
If you could get those at $50, they would be pretty desirable.
I think, yeah, but an emergency light, not bad.
So, yeah, that was a nice use, actually. I didn't anticipate, but we have two of them. It lit up the house until the power came back on. Yeah. It goes a few hours with the battery.
So, like I said, this uses the bridge because it doesn't want to put too much pressure on your Wi-Fi. But a lot of these other things put you know, do use your Wi-Fi. But now, with mesh networking, it's much easier. And
when you look at me like that, I feel like there's maybe something I should tell you.
There's a great mesh network that you and I both use that is our sponsor of this show.
I love our Eero's. You love Eero, too. Mom, I set up Mom with Eero. When the new Eero's came out, I had an Eero system from the original Eero's. I just gave it to my mother, who was having internet issues. You saw when she was on the show. Man, crystal clear video. She could wander around because the Eero's are about solving the Wi-Fi problems we all suffer. The single router model, you know, the idea of having that one router near the, you know, near the cable modem or the DSL modem powering the whole house, that hasn't worked in a long time. And it's not just it's not just distance. I mean, it's the number of devices. We're all loading our Wi-Fi down with dozens of devices now. At last count, I had 64 devices on my Wi-Fi network, including things like Go lights and little robots and so forth. But also, it's your neighbors. Everybody's got Wi-Fi now. Just look at the Wi-Fi drop-down on your computer or your phone, and you'll see dozens of Wi-Fi signals, and all of those interfere with one another. So Eero solves that. It is, it's just simple physics, like light wave. Wi-Fi waves don't go through walls well. We know that. I mean, it's like saying, I want a light bulb in my living room to light up my bedside reading. It's just not going to happen. Same thing with Wi-Fi. What you need is a system that's distributed. That's what offices like ours have had for years. But the enterprise networking that we use is very expensive and requires an IT professional to configure and set up. Eero does it all for you. At a lot less, it's an enterprise-grade Wi-Fi system. In your home, you could set it up very easily using the Eero app. You just plug in the base unit, as that fellow there in the picture on the screen is doing, and then fire up the app, and it'll walk you through each step of the process, placing the Eero beacons. These are the remote units, plugging them into the wall. They go right into the wall, by the way, and they're a nightlight. You could turn it off, but I put them in the hall. That way we got nightlights in the hall, which is awesome. It's easy. It's painless. You manage the network from the palm of your hand. In fact, I should show you my Eero app because I manage not only my network, but I'm managing my mom's network too because she's on Eero. So I can check if mom calls and says, hey, something's my Wi-Fi's down. I could check. I could see what her bandwidth is. I love it. And the new Eero Plus features are great if you have teenagers in the house. So here's my Wi-Fi network, but I can switch over. I can switch to my mom's network or any networks if you have a bunch of networks. And there's mom's iPad is on there. I could see all the devices. She's only got 5 connected devices. I won't do this to her, but if you have teenagers in the house, one of the things that's great is you can, in fact, we'll go back to my network because I'll show you what we do. I assign all the devices to somebody in the house. So these are the family profiles. Michael's devices. I have a scheduled pause at 10 p.m. because he's a high schooler. He should go to bed on school nights, but that's just for school nights. What devices are assigned to his profile? This is his computer. This is his iPhone. I can assign more. I also have turned on for Michael the safe filters. And in fact, you're going to want to turn these on throughout the house. This is part of the Eero Plus. Safe searches on, filtering out inappropriate sites and images from Google, Bing search results, Google and Bing search results. I also block adult, illegal, criminal, and violent stuff. So you can turn those on or off. And you can even see, I won't embarrass Michael, but you can see how many things have been blocked over the last few weeks. Eero offers a guest access network, which is really great. I don't have mine enabled, but if you want to share your network with friends, you can do that. You can give them a QR code that they can scan so it's easy for them to set up. You can have those passwords expire if they're no longer your friends. And here's the most important thing when it comes to Wi-Fi. Eero's update automatically. And we've been saying this for a while now. You should not buy any IoT device, especially a router, that isn't automatically updated so that if there's security flaws, they're fixed without you having to worry about it. State-of-the-art WPA2 encryption. And also, because of these regular updates, Eero says, yeah, WPA3, when that's official, we will apply it as a software update to your router. That's fantastic. And great customer support. I pretended I was having problems. I called them up. I got a Wi-Fi expert on the line within 30 seconds. They walked me through it. It was fantastic. We have 5 Eeros in the house. The base unit and then the beacons spread around the house. That's because we have a fairly large spread out house and some particular problem areas. So I got a beacon for those problem areas. Each beacon, each unit goes about 1,500 square feet. So if you've got a normal, you know, house around 2,000, 2,500 square feet, a couple would do. You can buy them in packs if you want. You can see, by the way, if you pack, I'll just touch this one. You can see what the connection details are for any individual Eero, whether it's online, how many devices and which devices are connected to it. You really have control of your network. I am a huge fan. Oh, and I didn't mention, besides the Eero Plus filtering for young people, I've got Eero Plus turned on throughout the house. It does a couple of things. It blocks malware, spyware, phishing attacks, unsuitable content if you want, and I have it doing ad blocking as well. So this is really a solution for everybody. I am a huge fan. We'll show you the ad blocking's in beta right now. Advanced security, turn those on or off. It really is very, very handy. And even somebody like my mom, I feel safe, protected. She can control it, but I can also control it remotely, which is really great. Eero Plus automatically tags sites that contain violent, illegal, or adult content. You can choose what your kids can or cannot visit right in the Eero app. I can go on, and I have, you know. I've bored my friends and neighbors singing the praises of my Eero. I don't want to bore you. I just want to tell you right now, go on out. Look at this. Since November 25th, last 2 days, 96,400 inspections. These are the devices. These are the threats it's inspected. I could see it for the month. It's 1.1 million sites have been inspected. It's blocked 4 threats. Really good news. In fact, this is cool. This was a friend of Michael's. Aiden was visiting. It blocked a threat on his because anybody in the house that's using our Wi-Fi will also be protected. But I'm proud to say no content blocking this week, Michael.
Oh.
Let's just see if it's the month. A few earlier. But we won't mention that. Never. If you got a 16-year-old, you probably want to get an Eero. Never think about Wi-Fi again and get $100 right now. This is their special. Off the Eero base unit and 2 beacons package, which is just about right. Most homes, that's just about what you want. And 1 year of Eero Plus, too, by visiting Eero.com/twit and entering the code TWIT at checkout. I'm going to say something about Eero that I really like. Eero Plus is a great feature, but you don't have to subscribe to it. The router will work even if you don't subscribe. Eero Plus, it's worth it, $100 a year, totally worth it. But unlike other routers, you don't have to pay for Eero Plus to use your Eero router. You may want to, and you do get the first year free when you go to Eero.com/twit and use the code TWIT at checkout. Eero solves so many problems for us, and I just love them. So even if they weren't a sponsor, I'd be singing their praises. Eero.com/twit. We thank them for supporting iOS today.
I love Eero. And if you got an Eero as a gift for someone last year, maybe the subscription this year.
That's a good gift. Yeah. It's funny because I gave you every mesh router under the sun to try and you ended up choosing the Eero. So that says something right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some news. This just came down the news pike. Google will reportedly open Project Fi to iPhone.
That would be huge.
Yes. Also Samsung and OnePlus. But.
So Project Fi, which I think they're just going to call Fi going forward, is Google's MVNO. That stands for Mobile Virtual Network Operator. That means they rent internet and phone access from existing telephone companies. In the case of Google, not just one, but three, the U.S. Cellular, T-Mobile, and Sprint. And what Fi does, it's so cool, is the phone will detect which is a better signal, the Wi-Fi in your house, the T-Mobile, the Sprint, or the U.S. Cellular, and it'll use that one, transparently hand off from one to the other, doesn't drop calls, you won't notice, but over as you drive around or you go to other cities, you will be using, and even as you travel internationally, and that's another thing that's great about Fi, the pricing, $20 a month for text, unlimited talk and text, and then you pay $10 a gigabyte, but no more than $60. So after 6 gigabytes, they turn the billing off. And that's even in international markets for the data. So that's a great, I love Fi. But it's been limited, and I thought it was limited because of the technology to phones made by Google and then a handful of other Android phones recently. But the fact that they're going to extend it, that's good news. I don't know if that means Apple will have to do something different in its iPhone so that it can detect the network and hand it off, or if that's something that the iPhone could just do naturally anyway. Yeah. But that is certainly worth looking at. I think it's maybe not the least expensive mobile network, but I think it's a very good. I love my Pixels on Google Fi.
Yeah, it might be the one thing that finally gets me off Sprint. Probably not.
Well, if you're a Sprint or T-Mobile customer, it's a better choice.
Yeah,
I think less expensive in most cases, although T-Mobile has some pretty low priced offerings, but you then get the benefit of both, mm-hmm. right? And U.S. Cellular.
Do they? I guess they. If some customers experience slower speeds if they cross 15 gigabytes,
As with all carriers, it's not unlimited. You get slowed down throughput if you use a lot. 15 is a pretty high number.
Yeah,
that's mostly so. I think you don't use it, as your main internet connection.
Right.
You can hotspot it, so for at no additional charge. So that's what I do all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've got another thing. If you get Fi, the SIM card in my this has always been the case. The SIM card in my iPad. Is a Google Fi data SIM. They make, you can get for free data only SIMs, and I have them in a number of computers. It identifies as a T-Mobile network. Oh, no, it doesn't. It says Project Fi up in the upper left-hand corner. So it knows I'm on a Project Fi network. That's, I think, something new. It didn't used to do that. So that's great, too, because that means $10 a gigabyte, but only as you use it. So it's a great way of putting LTE in a device like an iPad and only paying as you go.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Supreme Court held a hearing in the case Apple versus Pepper. So that Robert Pepper is the customer who said that Apple was charging him too much for apps, and that
that's
they have a monopoly.
Goofy. That's the issue: is the monopoly?
Yeah,
it's kind of goofy that they're charging too much. But
that they only, that's the only place you can buy them. Which
It's funny. I didn't know this, but I learned it from the suit. Apple requires that all app prices end in $99.
Oh.
That's why there's no $5 apps. It's $4.99.
That makes sense. They're all $99.
I don't know.
Why do they do that?
This is Apple. They're control freaks. Yeah. I don't know. But his premise is that you should be able to pay less than 99 cents for an app. I don't know.
Well,
the monopoly thing I understand, but there's good reasons. Apple says, we have a monopoly. It says that way we can vet everything and make your phone more secure. But with Android devices, for instance, you can buy things from other stores, mm-hmm. not just the Google Play Store.
And it's not as secure.
As a result, if you want, it's not as secure if you turn that feature off. If you say, I want to, there's a setting in the settings that says, it effectively jailbreaks the Google phones, the Android phones, and says, I want to be able to get it from third-party stores. But that's on you. They give you a big warning, and you should be very careful if you do that where you buy stuff or get it.
So, I mean, the big question is, it's one of those things where they're working on precedent that's based on technology or no technology of years ago, like, price fixing. But it is true that you cannot buy an app for your iPhone or iPad in any place but the App Store. So does that mean they're a monopoly? And what does that mean for Apple? That's going to be an interesting question.
I can't wait. Did you listen to or read about the comments from the justices as they heard the arguments? I did not see those, but I'm curious.
I mean, I mostly read Ben Thompson's piece in Stratechery,
that's always a good place to go.
What is
his thought on this?
His thought is the most important part of this is what these questions. So, he said there's 3 points to make about the case: the specific antitrust doctrine at question, Second, the question of whether the App Store is a monopoly. And third, that the very existence of these questions, what the very existence of these questions says about Apple. And so that's the most important thing. Like, going forward, what does this mean for Apple?
Apple makes a strong case that by controlling this so tightly, they protect their users. And I think a lot of people, and I'll include myself in this, buy iPhones because they are more secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that, let you buy me iPhones because they're more secure.
Yeah. you know what? You'd buy it if I didn't.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I did used to use Android, but I don't think at this point, I mean, that was 5-6 years ago, but I don't think I would now. It's mm-hmm. just, I don't know. This is good news. Tim Cook tweeted about this. Apple has just announced a new program for female app developers and entrepreneurs. It is the new Entrepreneur Camp, offers immersive technology an immersive technology lab and more for female app developers who are founders and entrepreneurs. So I like Tim's tweet about this. Apps are for everyone. They should be made by everyone.
Yeah. That's interesting. Do you... some will say, well, why should women get special treatment? But it's like affirmative action. It's like, well, we want to get... And Apple, you know, it's so funny because Apple is also criticized, as are all the tech companies especially, for so few women on the board, so few women in C-level positions, so few programmers, so few women engineers. But the only way to fix that would be to really promote it, to encourage women, especially younger women, to get into the field. And I think that those things are working. I think you're going to see a group of women coming up who are currently in high school and college who will be employed by companies like Apple. So you can make the case Apple needs to do this if you want diversity. And Tim Cook says, last week in an interview, said, yeah, we understand that diversity is a big problem. We think we're doing a good job to promote, you know, to fix it. But we know there's more to be done. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Right?
Yeah, an entrepreneur camp.
So, I probably shouldn't ask you because you're a woman. But do you think singling out women in this way, like giving them special opportunities, is okay?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah, I do.
I do too.
I think, I do think that giving women more opportunities
it's
great.
I guess the point is there are plenty of opportunities for men. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of places men can go. There's nowhere that says app cap for men.
Yeah, app camp for men.
App camp for men.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have all the opportunities, but maybe we need to do a little more to encourage women by saying, here, this one's for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, if you have like a app camp for kids, it's often going to be mostly boys for whatever reason. Like,
I think that's off-putting to the girls, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons.
There's one girl in a group of 20 guys, you know, learning how to program. The guys are going to dominate the conversation. I think the young lady, unless she's particularly forceful, like my daughter Abby, is going to get steamrolled. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have a space where it's mostly women and they won't get steamrolled.
Mm-hmm. So it's an application process and then, you know, you have to apply for it. So.
Cool. Do it. Get your high school. What is the age group? Any particular age
Let's
group?
Let's see. It is not, I don't think it's for young
people.
It's
for anybody. Nice.
To be eligible for the program, applying app-driven businesses must be female-founded. So it's a company you've already founded a company.
You got a startup.
Okay. Co-founded or led and have at least one woman on the development team. So there's other men. Men can be on the development team as well.
Okay.
You have a working app or a prototype and a desire to leverage Apple technologies to benefit their mission.
Excellent.
Begins January 2019.
I like it.
So, ready for some questions?
I am.
Okay. Rick sent us a video through Google Photos. Thank you, Rick. And he had a question about watch complications.
By which we mean those little doohickeys on the watch face.
Mm-hmm. On the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Do you want me to play it from here? Because I can. Okay.
Hey, Megan. It's Rick in North Carolina.
We can't see it.
Apple Watch Series 4. I've got an ad.
John, it's got to be driving you crazy. What's going on? Just press the space bar. See if that does it.
I've got an Apple Watch Series 4, and it's got the GPS on it and cellular on it. I'm using this. You can see the InfoCast watch face, which I really like. What I'd like to see is a digital clock down in place of where that sleep app is down on the bottom. As you can see from this, that it's approximately 3:41 or almost 3:42. I'd like to see a digital clock down there that print showed or illustrated what the hours and minutes are. And unlike Alex on MacBreak Weekly, I don't particularly care about the seconds, but I sure would like to see the hours and minutes and use that in place of the sleep app. Hope things are going well, and take care. Bye. Hey, Megan.
So this is, by the way, I'm with you because I actually don't use the analog version of the Infograph watch face.
I think you're looking at his watch.
I use
Infograph modular.
I use the one with the digital clock because I like to see a digital clock.
And me too.
That way I get a little more information on there. But it's not as pretty, I have to say, as the Infograph. So I think you can do that. Let me just try it because I think you can do that. I'm going to press this and customize. And then I'm going to change this complication. That's what these little things are. I'm going to change this one. Scroll. Oop, let's go here. Oh, I'll change the one in the upper right, which is currently day. No, I don't have a choice on that one. Let's do this one. I'm going to change it to the world clock.
Yeah.
But do a world clock with my current time zone, right?
The problem is the world clock.
When it's analog.
When it's a round complication, it's analog. When it's a rectangular complication.
So you'd have to do it somewhere where it's rectangular.
So, okay. So I have the Infograph on my phone here. And there is a digital time section in the sub dial top.
In other words, it has to be in the right part of the face.
So sub-dial top is this one right here. I don't know if you can see that. So there's digital time. So I could change, this is where you change it. So there's digital time.
So the world time, you could use the world time, but better digital time. That's giving you seconds even, which is nice.
Right.
That actually makes that watch face maybe a little more useful.
I think so. The only reason I don't use this is weirdly, I like the Pocket Casts complication, and it doesn't have the Pocket Casts complication for some reason on here.
Yeah.
I don't know
so
why.
These new watch faces, this is kind of a source for some people of consternation, have a new style of complication. And so Pocket Casts will eventually support that, but not all applications yet support the new complications. So if you use an older watch face, a different watch face, one of the original watch faces, you can put Pocket Casts in there.
I use the...
but not the Infograph.
What is this one called? This one that we used to both use?
I think that's Info, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And modular. Modular.
Yeah. And so there's my Pocket Cast. I have Pocket Cast, Activity, Workout, Clock, Time, Timer. But so digital time is one of the
So I haven't seen that. Is that a new complication?
I don't know.
I've not seen that before. That's interesting.
There's many Reddit conversations about Apple Watch complications, and I had to spend some
good time. That's the place to go if you want to kind of nitpick Apple.
Right, and so it's use the digital time in the sub-dial top position, and it's much easier to change in the watch app in your phone than it is on the watch itself.
Yeah, that's how I usually do that. So in the sub-dial top, right now I have my calendar. There's a lot of space in that, but there's a digital time. I didn't even see that. And actually, that makes a lot of sense because that's given you, you could still use the analog clock face, which is prettier, but I find it harder to read. You know, actually, there's certain things that a sweep second hand is more useful for.
Yeah,
that's why they have multiple time watch faces, because now you can change it.
But it is nice because I had the air quality index on my watch face when we had really bad air, but then I took it off now because I don't need to.
Isn't that funny? I did too.
Yeah.
And I put press record back where it was. That's another nice thing about these is you can change them as needed. We had a lot of really smoky air from the fires in Northern California. And as a result, we liked to see if we could breathe today. And so AQI was really useful.
Yeah, luckily we can breathe.
We can breathe.
Chimp Magnet had a question on Twitter. He or she, Chimp Magnet, wanted to know if I knew of a coloring book app for 4 to 5 year olds. And I put this out to Twitter because I don't really remember what the dexterity of a 4 to 5 year old is. And I wanted to warn Chimp Magnet and you all, which Chimp Magnet already knew, is that a lot of these coloring book apps have really high weekly subscriptions, like over $10.
That's ridiculous.
So I do, my coloring book app of choice is Lake. But I think this is not so good for a 4 or 5 year old. This seems to me
too hard.
Yeah. But so I don't know if anybody else has a suggestion. Email me. Let me know, because the subscription for Lake, I can't remember what it is, but it is not. It's monthly $8 a month, or you could just pay $60 a year. The many suggestions I got on Twitter were just, how about a coloring book with crayons from the dollar store, which is one option, but then you don't get to use your Apple Pencil. So, and, you know, it's a lot of paper, a lot of stuff to bring, and it could be messy. You don't want to necessarily give a crayon to a four, I don't know, do 4 or 5 year olds still write on the walls? That is something that I don't remember.
No, they
write
on the iPad now. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Instead of writing on the walls.
So hopefully we'll get some more suggestions of coloring book apps. So,
cool.
So we can send them those.
No, you haven't gotten them yet, though.
Well, let's see. No, that was just this morning. Just this morning. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a dozen of them. That's attractive.
This is from Padre.
Father Robert is putting makeup on his bulldog. Yeah. That's something he's doing in the church.
How is a 4 or 5 year old supposed to color the family dog with the iPad pencil?
Oh, I get it.
Apparently, we're pro crayons on Twitter. So,
wow.
So yeah. And Liz said Lake has a free tier. That's the one that I like. Pigment. Have you used Pigment?
I'm not a color.
I guess I have used Pigment.
I should get into it.
Pigment is one that I have used in the past as well. But again, I think these are mostly adult coloring books. This is $5 a week auto-renewing.
That's just ridiculous. I'm amazed that, well, this is an example of the monopoly in the App Store, I mm-hmm. guess. It seems odd. Seems like there should be some stuff. I wonder if Toca makes a coloring book. Toca is very popular with the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have so many great. In fact, it's funny because we've mentioned this before years ago. Let's see. Brush and Smudge. Seems like Brush and Smudge would be exactly the kind of coloring book a 5-year-old would want. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
Does it work with the Apple Pencil?
Well, you can do it with your fingers.
He was looking for the Apple Pencil.
Oh, I bet. Why would she? All right, let me install Brush and Smudge, and I'll tell you. See, we take a hit, so you do. You don't have to.
No, I just accidentally subscribed to Pigment.
Yeah, the subscriptions are the big ones. There's an animal coloring book. Got to think that's going to be popular with young people. Doesn't anything that works with your finger work with the pencil? Or are you looking for special capabilities?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if every app works with the Apple Pencil.
Well, here's Brush and Smudge.
Figure it out right
now.
Let me
pull up an album. No, I don't want a tutorial.
You don't want a coloring?
Let's see if I can color this in. Yeah. It's a pretty ugly color. Let me go pick something. What color is a cow? Blue, right? Okay.
So, no, was that one free?
It's free. There is probably some in-app purchases. Oh, look, you know what I like? It kind of colors within the lines.
Kind of.
Well, if you're close, it'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, there it does.
Right? It lets you kind of go out of the lines, too. But if you're close, it'll do it.
I do like the ones
I think
that
a 5-year-old would find this pretty fun, don't you?
So that's Toca Brush and Smudge?
No, it's just called Brush and Smudge.
Brush and Smudge.
Let's see what the in-app purchase situation is, though, right? Because
you don't want to hand it over to your kid with, you know, your 5-year-olds.
Well, here's albums it comes with.
If they don't.
Purchases. There are 10 new pictures. Oh, you buy a coloring book one at a time. So $1.99, not subscription, but $1.99, and I can buy 10 new images. I think that's fair. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I bet you they have other. This looks pretty good. Brush and Smudge. And then we can go to our gallery, which has nothing in it. So it comes with one album. Oh, look at this. Open all albums, $5.99 right now.
Oh, that's good.
No subscription.
Yeah, that is good. Brush and Smudge.
So think of it as $6 and you get all of this. And I think this is easy enough for a kid. I like it that it has kind of, you know, I can have a palette of different colors. Not sure how this works. Different brushes. Oh, let me do this. Let's paint the sky blue. Oh, see how easy that was?
Yeah.
See, I think a kid would like that. So that brush is a fill brush. So let's see what else. Let's see. Make the boat black. Oh, this is nice. So if a kid's really kind of just learning how to use the pencil and the iPad, this is my speed. And then you have a very fine brush you could use if you wanted for fine details. I wonder if this one lets you color outside. Let's make his eyes purple. Yeah, this to me, this is my kind of coloring book. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, brush and smudge is our choice. Brush and smudge. What's this? Is this water? Am I making a watercolor? That's the clear. Okay, so as you make colors or use colors, it'll then add them to your palette. I kind of like that. It even has little highlights built in, so your kids are going to get the satisfaction that they're actually creating real art without doing anything.
It's very soothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Patrick Delahanty just also replied to the tweet and said that he and, you know, his wife is an artist. She draws graphic novels and he is a developer. So he said together they're going to make a coloring book app. So let's
what?
He said he just got the idea and he would not charge $10 a month for it either.
Good for you, Patrick D. So, he knows how to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. The Jolly Roger. Oh, what color should that flag be? I think yellow. I forgot to choose the color, but oh, look. Oh, I get it. Tapping it more makes it yellower. I'll be back with you later.
Okay.
This is fun. How do you make brown kids? Maybe you mix a little yellow and a little purple together. This also teaches them color theory. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, this is clearly the right way to go. Brush and smudge. It's my app cap.
I'm glad that we found that together. I'm glad you found it to keep you busy. Did you want to see my weekly writing update from Grammarly? How productive I was?
Oh, yeah. How productive were you? I love these stats. Grammarly is our sponsor for the show. Grammarly is a great way to improve your writing. And some people think, oh, it's just going to be a grammar nanny looking over my shoulder. Oh, no, my friends. Yes, it'll correct grammar, but it'll also suggest clearer writing, more effective writing. It even said, I hope Lisa doesn't mind. You know, sometimes Lisa, you know, my wife and our CEO, our boss, is because she's got a lot to do. She can be maybe seemingly brusque because her emails are short and to the point. But sometimes maybe that's not right. Grammarly will say, you know, you might want to put a please and thank you in there. It'll literally suggest that. And she's great. She says, yeah, thank you for that suggestion. Grammarly is awesome. Let's see your stats.
Well, I'm most proud of the fact that I've used more unique words than 97% of Grammarly users.
That could be good or bad.
I
think sometimes it's better to use sesquipedalian words for total
yes,
comprehension.
Sometimes. Yeah. I was only 27% more accurate than most Grammarly
well,
users.
Well, you're ahead of the pack.
Yeah, I guess so. I was 92% more productive.
It really rewards you for writing.
Mm-hmm.
Helps people show their best self through writing, and it's available everywhere you use your computer. There's a keyboard for the iPad, a Grammarly keyboard. There's an online browser extension. There's a desktop editor so you can work in Grammarly. It is a communication tool. I think it's the best way to think of it. That helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. You and I, you know, we studied this stuff in college, right?
So I was a writing major.
You were writing. So, and yet, and I think this is really important. Even you can learn from Grammarly and can get value out of it. You know, you'll be writing more confidently at school, at work, on the go. This would be a great gift for somebody entering college or entering high school to help them get more confidence about what they're writing. Because sometimes what Grammarly will say, that was well done. You know, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Or they'll tell you your reading score, so how hard it was to read. And, of course, it depends on what you're writing. And Grammarly's smart enough to know the context. So if you're doing a business proposal, that's one thing, an academic essay, another thing, a blog post, something else entirely. I love Grammarly. You will too. And right now you get 20% off Grammarly Premium if you go to grammarly.com/iOS today. I am one of those people who for a long time said, I don't need this. My grammar is excellent. I'm an excellent grammarian. It's actually more embarrassing if you say, I'm a great grammarian, and then you let something slip through. That's when it's really humiliating. And everybody lets something slip through once in a while. Grammarly helps you look your best, be your best. Grammarly.com/iOS today. And just a little note, Grammarly and grammar, the word, is spelled with two A's. There's no E in grammar. There's not no I in grammar either, but E is one that people often think. GRAMMARLY.com/iOS today. We thank Grammarly for not only for supporting iOS today, but for making us look better.
Mm-hmm.
Love Grammarly.
Time for our app caps.
I'm going to change mine in midstream, but go ahead and do yours.
Is yours going to be smudge and paint?
Smudge and paint. No. I have something else I forgot about.
Okay. Well, I already talked about Pocket Casts, and I've talked about it many times.
We love Pocket Casts.
People continue to ask me, what's your favorite podcast app? Or they'll complain about something in the Apple Podcast app, and I say, I don't have an issue with that because I use Pocket Casts. They just came out with version 7 of Pocket Casts, and I love it. And mostly I love what they've done with the Apple Watch app. And it's a companion app. It's not a standalone app. So you can't, I don't usually listen to podcasts without my phone and only my watch. So, and I don't know how many people really do. I think they said eventually they're going to come up with a standalone podcast app for Pocket Casts for your Apple Watch. But for now, I just use the complication as you see there. And I like it because I can control my while my podcasts are playing, mostly in the car, it's very easy to just stop something or at a stoplight or anytime. If I'm playing podcasts on Bluetooth connected to anything or connected to headphones, I can just go through here. And I like the Up Next feature because, you know, there's all these podcasts you hear about or episodes you hear about. And I like just being able to add them to the Up Next and be able to see them. Or I have different playlists of podcasts, starred podcasts, and it's super easy to control them. Here's what the iPad app looks like. It's very beautiful, I think. Here's all my podcasts that I subscribe to. Another thing the new version does is you can listen to an episode without subscribing it. I recommend that for any podcast besides ours. You should definitely subscribe to ours. If you're going to listen, just go ahead and subscribe. But if you're trying something new from some other network, just try it. You don't have to subscribe. That's a new feature. It has filters so you can, like I have this new releases filter. So it's everything that's just new. I have all these podcasts that I subscribe to. I'm never going to get through all of them. So I have the new releases. Okay, what's just the newest stuff that I want to listen to? And that's here. The Discover tab is great if you have run out of podcasts. I don't know who you are if you run out of podcasts, but you can discover new podcasts through topics, which is this is way better than how the Apple App Store organizes podcasts. You can see like what's popular in the United States or networks. So, you know, if you just want to see everything from Twit, there we are in the networks, and you can see all of our shows right there. And it syncs across my iPad and my Apple Watch and my iPhone, which I really love. And there are tons of settings. You can look at things like I have it or by list. You can sort by, change the sort by. And so I was so excited about all these changes. And I went and I wanted to see what other changes people liked. And I saw a lot of people complaining about the new update.
You like can't they didn't change like it. Anything without somebody complaining.
Right.
It's whether it's better or worse. People will complain.
Right. So they've just changed. But, I mean, the setting, they will let you change it to back to what it was. I mean, basically it was.
That's the way to handle it.
Yeah. Pocket Casts went through and answered all of these tweets of people like, I hate the new update. You can't do this. And they were like, well, it's in settings. And you just go, da, da, da. So if there's something you hate about the new update, just go into the settings and fix it because it's super easy. So I love Pocket Casts from Shifty Jelly. And it is my favorite podcast app. I highly recommend it. Russell Ivanovich, who's a good friend of
nice Australian guy
of Andy's on MacBreak Weekly.
Yep.
He created it, and he's super responsive too.
We should point out though that this is the first edition of Pocket Casts under new ownership. So they were purchased by Public Radio, and my concern when that happened almost a year ago was, oh, no, Pocket Cast is the greatest independent podcast app. We've recommended it for years. Is public radio going to make it suddenly be the public radio podcast app? And they haven't. Mm-hmm. In fact, they've made it better. So I'm very grateful to them and to Russell. I presume Russell's still working on it, mm-hmm. for keeping the spirit of Pocket Cast. Because this is, after iTunes, it's the number one way people listen to our shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. People love Pocket Cast. I think it is the dominant pocket podcast application after iTunes. Or Apple's podcasts, I guess, would count.
So what's your...
So I changed my app cap at the beginning, before the show began. I told you a really cool music synthesizer. Maybe I'll do that next week. But I realized that I discovered something this week. Remember, we both got the new iPad Pro. I got the 12.9. And one of the things that was missing in the past for me was a way to participate in our IRC chat. I thought it'd be really nice. I mean, I could do it on the web and Safari, but I thought it'd be really nice to have an IRC app. And it turns out there's a very good one, and it's free. Thank you, Jonathan Clough, on iOS. It's called Mutter, an IRC client. It's open source, free, and I think it's dynamic, dynamite. IRC is an old-school chat system that has been around forever. It's what we use for our chat, the kids in the back of the class who are watching the show. And I've been looking for something that is as good as Textual or XChat. This is very much like XChat for iOS. Now, iOS has limitations about what can happen in the background. You can continue to show my screen. So Mutter will not run 100% in the background, but it'll stay in the background and relaunch very quickly and connect you right away. As you see, it's been running in the background, our IRC chat. It's completely very customizable in a whole bunch of ways. I like it that I can go full screen. I can make the text bigger. I can make it smaller. You can see I can swipe in between different channels, which is really handy. It does images in line. There's a Seinfeld broccoli clip, thanks to Chad Dimple in our chat room. I just think this is fantastic. I really needed something that would allow me to swipe in between applications on, I could be doing my coloring and then say, oh, you know, I'm done coloring. Let's go back to the chat room and see if anything interesting has happened and get Mutter up and running. I won't go through all the configuration settings. I've customized this to, it has a lot of themes, so I've customized it to the color I want. And I've turned off, for instance, the timestamps and so forth. But there is a ton of stuff that you can do, including special keys. You can kick, for a while they did not have a way to hide join and part messages, which I don't like to see. So you can hide them if you want. You could choose whether you see inline images or not. Where's the full settings? I've forgotten now for Mutter, but it is a really nice IRC client. I can see all the users in our channel, and as you can see, there's quite a few. So if you want to participate in chat, well, one of the things you could do is have a copy of Twit running and be in the chat at the same time on the iPad. This is something that's been the holy grail for Twit viewers for a long time. I think I actually haven't tried this, but let's see. Let's go to my Twit and watch Twit live. Here's our live stream. And I'm going to get this down into a little, whoops. Oh, I'm going to get this down into that little inset there, see? And then I'm going to go back into Mutter, and yeah, look at that. Now this is something everybody for a long time has wanted to be able to do, which is watch our shows and participate in chat at the same time. Wait a minute, what's going on? He's wandering around. And be in the chat at the same time. Vector's wandering around. Hello, Vector.
Hello, Leo, don't look at her.
So I really like this. And it's free, which I really like saying as well. So Mutter, IRC, if you search the App Store for Mutter IRC, there are, by the way, it's not just us. There's lots of other IRC channels out there. It is still widely used. I know people have shifted over to Discord and other kind of messaging and chat apps. But IRC is the king of the hill, the old one, and the one we continue to use for good reason. I think it's a really stable platform. And, man, I just love it now that I can be sitting on the couch or, you know, and just have my iPad in my lap and be watching the shows and chatting at the same time. So if you're one of those people that does that, and I know there are a few of you, this is a great solution and really works beautifully on the 12.9 inch. This is almost the ideal way to watch Twit, I think, and participate.
I feel like you call them the people in the back of the class. I feel like they're in the front of the class.
They're in front of us. Oh.
I know.
He's almost walked off the edge. But you can't see it, but Vector's very, he's taking chances.
Yeah, he really is.
Hello, Leo. Don't look at her. I love that. They are in front of us, but I feel like they're not in the front of the they're kind of like we're the teachers in front of the classroom, and then there's kids throwing spitballs at us.
Oh, that's them?
That's them.
I thought it was people that help us and, you know, help the teachers.
Just shows you the different points of view. Hello. Hello, Vector. Don't look at her.
This is the saddest part of my week when the show's over.
I know. It's so much fun doing iOS today. We're so glad you watch. We hope you will continue to do so. We got a couple more episodes in 2018, and then we're going to break. We've already recorded our best of, which is fun. A lot of fun moments from the year. That'll be, so this is a complicated because we do the show on Tuesday, and this year Christmas is on Tuesday, and New Year's Day is on Tuesday. So we will show the best of on December 25th and January 1st, and then we'll be back January 8th, 2019 for all new iOS Today episodes. We're going to have a great year in 2019, I have a feeling, especially with these new iPads. I expect this to be the year that the iPad really starts to show its promise with these brand new iPad Pros, so lots of power, and developers like Adobe starting to put desktop quality applications on the iPad. I'm very excited. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We do the show every Tuesday as soon as Leo gets here. Trying to get here at 9. Failed almost every time. 9:30? 9:30 Pacific time?
Yeah, if you try to get here at 9:30, you've been doing pretty well.
That would be noon or 12:30 Pacific, Eastern time. That would be about 1730 UTC. You know, come in early. Be a part of the kids in the back of the class at irc.twit.tv. Moan and groan about Leo's tardiness. And we'll just do the show for you. It's a great way to do it if you can watch live, twit.tv/live. But, of course, the final perfect version where we edit out all the mistakes is available shortly after we record the show on Tuesdays. And the best way to get that, the on-demand audio or video, is to go to twit.tv/iOS. You can also subscribe in podcasts or whatever your favorite podcast application is. Just look for iOS Today, subscribe, and then the minute it's done, it usually comes out later in the day on Tuesday, you'll have a copy on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, and be able to listen whenever you feel like it. Don't forget, your voice assistant also knows about iOS Today. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, maybe Vector does.
Maybe. We'll see.
When Vector gets Amazon Echo, you'll be able to say, hey, Vector, listen to iOS Today podcast. And it'll start playing, but it does work a little bit better with your Amazon Echo, your Google Home, your Home Pod. Is he really confused?
I don't know.
Yeah, he says, "Never mind, don't look at her." In most cases, just hey, you know who? Listen to iOS Today podcast. We'll get you the most recent episode. If people want to ask questions, how can they do that, Megan?
Megan at twit.tv or iOS Today at twit.tv. And you, over the holiday, even answered some questions. You were like, guest.
That was a mistake.
You did.
That won't ever happen.
I was like, look
again.
At that. Leo's answering questions in the email.
All right. Sometimes I look at my email. You know what? Now that I have it on the iPad, I can be sitting. I can be watching TV. I can maybe answer a little email, chat a little in the chat room. This thing is really made for kind of a more convenient interaction with the audience. So I'm going to, maybe I will appear from time to time in the email.
When you're not coloring in your new coloring book.
Man, I love that. What was that? Smudge and Mudge? brush and smudge? Oh, look at this. You can actually watch iOS Today while you brush and smudge. That is really awesome.
In most cases, just, hey, you know who.
And iOS Today podcast. I swiped it over too far.
If people want to ask questions,
let's do a kind of a lightish blue. There we go. And I'm going to make this. Oh, I need a bigger brush. Let's do this guy. Thank you for joining us on iOS Today. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Woo!